President Donald Trump's call to implement the death penalty for drug traffickers grabbed headlines Monday. But public health officials within the administration are stressing other elements of the president's plan to address the opioid crisis. Aaron Payne spoke with the acting director of the Centers for Disease Control about plans for the Ohio Valley.
President Trump put an emphasis on punishing drug traffickers during the announcement of his administration's plan to deal with the nation's opioid crisis. But a portion of his speech Monday was dedicated to prevention efforts.
The best way to beat the drug crisis is to keep people from getting hooked on drugs to begin with.
And that includes taking action on overprescribing the opioid painkillers that fueled the opioid crisis in the Ohio Valley region. The Charleston Gazette-Mail has extensively reported on small towns in West Virginia like Kermit, where drug companies shipped 9 million pills for 392 residents over 2 years. Acting Director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Ann Schuchat, says the CDC will focus on improving data about overprescribing.
And working with the clinical community and states to improve prescribing using tools like the prescription drug monitoring programs.
Schuchat says Kentucky is a model of success for those drug monitoring programs. One of the strengths of Kentucky's system is it is programmed to pull data from surrounding states.
Certainly in the Ohio Valley, so many people cross state borders every day that having information available to clinicians about neighboring state prescriptions will improve the safety of the prescribing for patients.
Schuchat also sees a potential bright spot in data on emergency room visits. The agency recently began gathering data related to emergency room visits involving all opioid overdoses instead of just fatal ones. Researchers reported earlier this month that these visits were trending up nationwide, with some exceptions.
In Kentucky, we saw a 15% decrease in the emergency department visits for opioid overdoses. We need to follow that trend out to see if it persists or if it was just a temporal fluctuation.
Schuchat says the data can be used to develop programs in hospitals that meet people soon after they overdose, including naloxone training or adding navigators to the departments that help guide people to addiction treatment. The role of the CDC, in addition, goes beyond data gathering.
We also have a consumer-facing public awareness campaign called RX Awareness. It's actually been running to some extent in Kentucky and earlier piloted in West Virginia.
The advertising campaign shares stories of people affected by prescription opioids. Schuchat believes with President Trump's announcement, the CDC can expand this campaign and other efforts in the Ohio Valley.
We know that small towns in Appalachia have really been hard hit. We want to make it easy for them to get the resources they need.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.